Before I talk about absent healing and how to do the absent healing, I would like to say a few words about healing in general, because amazing as it may be, a lot of people do not know about healing. Now I'm talking about healing in every sense of the word. Let us start first with what healing is. Well, you know, these days healing is taken as a profession. People go into healing as a profession to use it to help other people and themselves. It is used in hospitals, can be used in surgeries these days, alongside doctors, with, of course, the doctors in charge, but with us working with them on people who are in need, of mind, body, or in the spirit. Healing is a way in which we can alleviate enormous amount of our problems. The way this is done, and I will start with what they call hands-on healing, and that means hands just gently over the body area or just above it. And the healer in this case, with eyes closed, lets the power work through them, God's light and energy, to come through them to the patient and feed that body, mind and spirit with what it needs. And while the healer is doing this, the body of the patient is taking what it needs out of the energy that it is receiving. So we could say that the healer is fully aware, well experienced and trained up to be able to have a patient and give whatever healing is needed, allowing this intuitive healing to come through them to the patient, whereby the patient's body and mind itself starts recuperation. And then, after that, there are other healings, other types of healings. But before we go on to any other forms of healing, let's look once again at the healing power itself. Some people call it God's power, others call it energy, others call it life force. Now, I personally don't think it matters what we call it, as long as the healer is of love and wishes to help. It is energy, it is light, it is love. This sort of real healing can only be done by using a loving light from the higher power, the infinite beloved, or as you may call it, God. For one and all are the same. All healing can help. It can help in many different ways. It really works and certainly is worth trying. Now, I've already said that it helps. It helps all conditions of the mind, body and spirit, if allowed to. By that I mean that we have to have an open mind, be ready to try it. If we have faith, it works much quicker. But if we do not have faith, it still can work, providing we have this open mind. Well, of course, we know if anyone goes anywhere with a closed mind, saying it's not going to work, then whatever it is, it will not work. And that goes for healing as well. After all, why should the divine energy force come and help a person if they have closed the door on it? That would be abusing the spiritual law of being able to make one's own mind up. Now, we've spoken about hands-on healing, but what about mind healing? This is very much the thing of the future. It's already started. People do use their minds and should use their minds. But for mind healing, it means that you don't have to be there. You can be any part of the world whatsoever. And you can receive a healing. Either you can give yourself a healing, or a healer can give you a healing by them knowing that you are in need and want it, need it. The way this works is the person obviously must be sitting quietly. They mustn't be involved in everyday activities because the energy force cannot reach them when one is active. So they ask the healer if at a set time they would link up to send them a much needed healing. The healer in turn makes a note of this in his appointment book and sits at that particular time. First of all, the healer will think of the patient, visualize that patient, or if they don't know them, they will say the name inwardly to themselves. If they do not know the name, then they just concentrate on a person, a being, a soul wanting healing. Then they will ask that this light and healing power will go out to this individual. And they will concentrate for quite a while until they feel that the healing has gone to the person. Now, I say for quite a while. When one is experienced at this, it can happen in a moment. But if you're not experienced at it, it can take a few minutes to half an hour for one to get a feeling that the healing has gone. And is with the patient. Now, I know the patient will receive from this. The person in need will feel a peace around them, will feel they have received. And when they too feel that they have received, then they must make certain by moving their hands and feet that they're back from their tranquility and from their sitting quietly to normal life before they go about their duties. The beautiful thing about the mind healing is that it can go anywhere at any time. And this is also known as absent healing, but a different form, in the sense that you are making a set appointment with an individual. That individual is sitting down, ready to receive, and they do. Of course, we should always remember to open up with a prayer and finish with a prayer of thanks. Now, the most important thing here is that, say, that person is not able to give a time. Perhaps they're a sister, a nurse on duty, and they say, I don't know when I'm going to have time off, but I'm in need. Well, the healer who's sending that mind healing out can send it out at a set time they feel conducive. And the healing power will stay and wait for that person until they're seated and ready to accept it. If you think about it, it's a bit like a phone call. Say you're too busy to take a phone call, and the person on the other end knows this. They will try again and try again until they receive you and can find you and speak to you. And the same happens in this case. It goes. It is a substance. It's an energy. It will stay until something is done with it. And the something is until that patient is quiet enough to be able to receive it. It's a wonderful thing, the mind healing. They are all wonderful. But that in itself something that certainly will be used much more in times to come. Now, we don't need to be religious for this. We know that the great masters who healed, Jesus being one of them. What we do need to be careful of is that we get a good healer, somebody who's been trained, somebody who has a lot of love in them and wants to help. We should understand that we are asking for help, and normally, surely, when we ask for help, we ask for it respectfully and then thank the higher power for the energy and the healing power that has come through. Yes, we should thank, give great thanks for that. So all we need is an open mind. All we need is to say we need help. There is one last very important factor here. Never put a time limit on receiving help, or demanding or blackmailing, in the sense of, I must have it now, or I want it before an hour is up, or if I don't feel anything, I'm not receiving. That is not God's healing power that you're asking for then. You are asking and demanding something that will not come. God's healing energy of light and love will come to you if you just say, I need it. Please help me. And wait. It may come straight away. It may come a little later. But something will have happened, knowingly or unknowingly, at that moment of time. And of course I know this, because I have been doing this for over 35 years. I know that everybody can be helped. Not all will be completely healed. But then, if we find the peace from the healing, surely that is something. And after all, it is karmically in God's hands, and that we must never interfere with. Healing is a very beautiful thing that must always be done with pure love and wanting to help. Likewise, if we ourselves wish to ask for a healing, we must go with that thought of openness, of in need, maybe in pain, but at least to sit and say, please help me. I have never known it fail, though I have known times when people haven't seen it, have not seen the peace they've received, yet others all around them have seen it. Now, having said this, we will go on from there.